Hello, Julio?
Yeah.
Hey, Julio, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a public opinion survey about Phoenix. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, how are you, so?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So listen, real quick, I'm not selling anything or I'm not asking for a donation. All we're asking for is your own opinion. Do you have a couple minutes to fill out this opinion, this survey for me?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. So I am speaking with Julio, right?
Yeah, it is.
And you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
I could do both. I'm bilingual.
Okay. So English is good with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first of all, you are registered to vote in Phoenix, correct?
I think I am, yeah. I
Okay.
think, 'cause I did receive the example ballot, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken.
Well, so then you are
Yeah.
registered.
Yeah, I just, first year and still doing my research on everybody.
Yeah, hey, keep it up. That's the only way you're going to make good decisions. Doing a little bit of research and whatever makes you feel comfortable and the best well-being for you and your family, right?
Yeah.
All right, so real quick, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Congress? Would it be you're almost certain, you're 50-50, or you're probably going to vote?
Like I said, I'm still making research on like all the candidates and all that. I'm basically the major ones, and
So would you?
I'm very in the middle. Like I agree with some, and then I agree with some, but I agree with some things on both sides. But both of them happen constantly, and so
Right.
it's more of like who benefits us more.
Right.
Economically, who like I'm more about the economic part about it, because
So would you say that if you do like a candidate, you will vote then?
yeah.
Okay, let's stick with that. May I know the year that you were born?
2005.
2005. Yeah,
I'll
so
young
two, 19?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, hey, just if I can tell you something, just cherish life. Take it slowly. You
Oh,
know,
100%.
time flies. So next thing you know, you'll be a 40-year-old man, and you don't know where time went. So,
I can't wait.
so moving along here, are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
All
Okay. Thinking about voting in November elections, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, or somewhat motivated to vote, or very motivated to vote? Somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I mean, Phoenix has been Phoenix all my life. But throughout the years, it's gotten better.
It's gotten better.
I
Okay.
know that, some parts change, like the neighborhoods change and all that. It's like where I used to live back up on the Alhambra District.
Oh, okay.
It was like so calm, and now it's just full of, I don't know, just problems. But other than that, I mean, now that I moved out towards like almost Levine,
So
everything's going well.
would you say that as far as you can think back, it's things are going the right direction or they're in the wrong track?
What I see going the right direction.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you some names of public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings for each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable, okay? I'm going to read you a
Yeah.
list right here of a few. So if you heard of them, let me know if you're very favorable or unfavorable. Kate Gallego. If you've never heard of the person, you can tell me that too. No worries.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Never. What about
Marcelino Quiñones?
Tampoco, unfortunately.
Okay, what about Anna Hernandez?
No, not at all. I think if we're talking about, like, people from here, the only person that I really, really know is, like, Ruben Gallego, if that was the guy's name, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, no worries. What about these two? Katie Hobbs?
Yeah, because of the news.
Okay, so are you favorable or unfavorable towards Katie Hobbs?
I never went in deep into her, like, viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I know who she is, but I don't know her main motives, if put that into perspective.
Do you rather not give an opinion towards that person?
Yeah, because I don't have too much information over her.
Okay. What about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
The name rings a bell, but tampoco, I don't...
No opinion?
I don't know. Yeah, no opinion.
All right, no problems, man. Now, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
In what retrospective perspective?
So, do you approve of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing, or do you believe that someone could do a better job?
In forms, 50-50? Right.
50-50? Okay, so somewhat approve?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so.
Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Does the Green Party still exist, like the environmental one? I'm not saying both of them are bad, you know what I mean?
They exist, but right now in this particular question, you have those two options, or other, if you don't agree with any one of those two.
It's not, like I said, it's not that I don't agree with any one of them. It's like they both have some really good viewpoints, but, like, you know, there's some points where it's like, should they really make a decision based on that, you know? That's like a, you know, I'm still unsure who I would pick at the moment.
So let's say if you just have to choose, you're not making a final decision. It's just hypothetically speaking, would you say Donald Trump or Joe Biden is winning your win right now?
If Joe Biden can prove to us in the second term that he can do it without having to, you know, fall off without having to trip on the stairs up to the plane, I'll probably give him a go.
Okay, but, so Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Like I said, if he, I'll say 51% to Joe Biden.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, I'm going to read you a list of, if the election of Phoenix Council were held today and the candidates were, you know, in your area, like Anna Hernandez, Emilio Avila, or Michael Nowoski, or Marcelino Quiñones, and Martin Bridgman, from whom would you vote?
I'm going to have to do more research on them.
Okay, so would you say other, or you just don't want to randomly pick anyone?
Yeah, because like I said, I don't have too much information on either of the people. So, it's like, I'm still, you know, gathering all the information of, like, okay, let me see who has the good viewpoints that could benefit me, you know, my family. And so,
right.
Overall, because he's cool. I'm not saying who really deserves it, but who really benefits us.
Right, right. So would you say you don't want to choose any of those, or other, or maybe undecisive?
Undecisive at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Now, we have the same list of people. If the elections were held today, do you want to stick with the same answer?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries, no worries. Now, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Now, this you can help me out with. Now, I'm going to read your list, and you let me know. Whenever you hear one that you like, you tell me stop, and we'll go with that one, okay?
Yeah.
So, if this issue is very important for you, stop me. Street and road maintenance, crime, jobs and economic development, homelessness, housing costs, public transportation.
Right there, before housing transportation, it was housing transportation. I'm an idiot.
Housing
costs, yeah.
Okay. All right, so now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. This can also help you out. That way you could get some facts about these people, okay?
Yes, sir.
So please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino as Phoenix City Council, okay? So these are all facts about Marcelino. I'm going to read you four of them, and you let me know if they're convincing to make you vote, or is not convincing you at all to vote for him, okay? So Marcelino is a state senator and a longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work to improve public safety, more affordable housing, and a better paying job for residents. Is that convincing for you to vote, or little
that
convincing?
That sounds like it's pretty nice. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds pretty nice.
So very convincing. And what?
Yeah, like right now, like, you know, as I'm 19, I've been building my credit and, you know, kind of, I don't want to be like what, like that the Mexicano that's just stuck in, the Mexicano
stereotype.
That's just go old and it's just, yeah,
the
I don't want to be like,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to be that stereotype where it's like, oh, you know, se va a quedar con sus padres until like the age of 30 and then moves out at the age of 35. I don't want to be
right,
like
right.
That. So it's like sooner or later before, you know, before like the age of, I say, 22, 23. I know I still got a few years. It's like, I want to get, you know, into my own place. And maybe it could be within, you know, a year or two, you know, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if he benefits me in that viewpoint and I'm able to do it because of him, fuck it. He has my vote.
There you go. Well, let's listen to the rest of these. Maybe it could give you a little better perspective, okay? So the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Is that convincing or not convincing for you to vote?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. The next one. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in the community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police Princeton and Levine. Is that convincing for you, or is that a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Pretty convincing, because, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, crime here is, I'm not saying super high,
right.
But it's like, you know, if the streets are safer, then I'm safe, you know?
There you go. Okay, now the last statement is Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs. Is that convincing or no?
A little bit. A little bit.
So somewhat convincing. Oh, a little convincing is good. Okay. All right, so let's move on to the next. I'm going to read you some statements about Anna Hernandez. That way you can get your facts about her, okay? Now, Anna mm-hmm. Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a liable wage, livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our waste supplies. Is that information convincing enough for you to vote for Anna Hernandez, or little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Anna Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increased the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. Is that statement convincing for you? Somewhat convincing, a little, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, super.
Okay. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that addresses the root cause of crime. Is that convincing? Very convincing, somewhat, a little convincing, or not at all?
Super. I mean, if it comes from a personal experience, and, you know, obviously, can't live with the trauma, can't pass it on to other people, but I feel like that's a pretty good thing.
There you go. Okay, so the last email by Hernandez is, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose. If she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take their choice away, she will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. How do you feel about that?
I'm not a woman, you know, I can't really give an opinion over it.
But if I can add this, one day you will be a father and that child comes from a woman. Do you believe that performing abortions is right in Phoenix? Do you think that that right should be protected, or do you feel like that should be reformed?
Reform means to be changed but still kept.
Right.
In some perspective, reform, like I
okay,
said.
So let's say it's little convincing or not at all convincing.
She wants to keep it, am I right? Like she wants
so this is the final statement. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. So obviously she wants to keep it and not for those doctors to be incriminated or affected in any way. You know, so it's either you're against abortion or you're not, you know? So if you're not, then this is not at all convincing. Or it's a little convincing or very convincing for you, one of those.
It's like quicksand here, but actually, I don't know. It's somewhat convincing.
Okay.
Like I said, as a dude, it's like I get the viewpoint of like, okay, one day I'm gonna be a father, but it all depends down to like what situation happens with, you know, the mother or my child.
Exactly. And there you go.
I think to be more open is like, yeah, protect the doctors and all that stuff about performing the abortions, because that may be the only way you can save a woman just in case she's in danger of, you know, the child within. Obviously, I'm for, like, you know, the kid living and all that, but it all depends, you know, every situation is different. So it's got to be a broad, vast thing where it's like, yeah, you know, let's keep the abortion thing just in case the woman really, really, really needs it. But like I said, I can't speak about that because I'm not a woman.
Exactly. Okay, now, after hearing more information, if the elections for Phoenix Council, after what you've heard today, and if they were held today, for what candidate would you vote, Anna Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones?
I think Anna Hernandez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think she's more, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she is, like, what was the guy's name again?
Marcelino?
Yeah, she's kind of like Marcelino, but then she just adds that sprinkle of, like, you know, protecting doctors off the bat. But I think she's doing a little more than what Marcelino's doing.
Okay. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat?
That depends, my guy. I think I'm in the middle.
Like, so there is independent, in the middle. There's independent or other? You know, an independent, more than, it's always leans towards, like, you have your mind open to what best suits you. So it can be either or. Either or. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think of yourself closer to a Republican or a Democrat? Or neither?
Family-wise, neither, because I'm not saying I'm, like, super in the middle. Like, in my mind, will like, I would read some stuff about, like, Democrats, be like, okay, cool, sick, you know what I mean? You read some things of, like the Republicans, like, cool, sick. It's like, but I'm, like, stuck in the middle. Like, I can't choose.
So, you know, that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative is in the middle, right?
Conservative is more like you keep to yourself, your opinion. You work for your personal
benefit.
Or moderate is like in the middle, and then liberal is like you believe in liberty and the Constitution and stuff like that.
Moderate, you said, was like
in the middle.
Yeah, and moderate then.
Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you completed? You graduated high school?
I did, yeah. First person in the family to graduate high school.
Congratulations, man. I tip my hat to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to college right now or not yet?
No, I actually just decided to work full-time.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
I didn't want to start life in debt, you know?
There you go.
And I saw opportunity in working up, you know, up business scale, and I'm doing really well at the moment.
And congratulations, man. Keep your head up, okay? Now, do you live with your family? You rent a house? Or you own your own house?
I live with my parents at the moment.
Okay.
You know, mama don't want me to leave right now.
So sometimes it's good to listen to mama, man, all right? So just keep that 100%. In mind. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Julio.
Thank you. Okay, now this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for you participating, and I honestly feel like you got a good head on your shoulders. Keep your head up, man. You're going to make it a long way, okay?
Thank you, man. What was your name again?
Jesse.
Jesse, I hope you have a good night. God bless you or any religion that you're in.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, just have a good night, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You too, all right?
Tomorrow, Friday.
There you go. All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening, man. Goodbye.
You too, sir. Thank you.